It's Here and Now on KJZZ. I'm Steve Goldstein. Another statewide candidate who many think is facing an uphill climb is Mark Brnovich, who's challenging incumbent Tom Horn in the 2014 Republican primary for Attorney General, and Brnovich joins me now. Tom Horn is someone who has won some major statewide elections. He's an incumbent Attorney General. Why are you challenging him?
You know, in Ronald Reagan's farewell address, he said that don't be afraid to see what you see. And as a former prosecutor, someone who's worked very close with law enforcement, I did not like what I was seeing in the Attorney General's office. So I talked to a lot of my friends, family, folks involved in law enforcement and public safety. And I think anybody that's been involved in the legal system, anybody that knows or understands the Attorney General's office, it requires someone with integrity and character. And I think if you look at my background and you look at my experience, I bring a unique set of tools to the table. And as Attorney General, I think we want an Attorney General that's going to get headlines for the right reasons, not the wrong reasons. And you need someone in that office that's got integrity, that has in character.
So are you someone who, the headlines we see, whether it's campaign finance or other certain things, you're someone who believe these are true and the person who's in the Attorney General's office should not be connected with these things?
I think we should have an Attorney General that is beyond reproach. We need an Attorney General that's going to do things for the right reasons in the right way. And any first day prosecutor gets trained that when you're a prosecutor, when you're the state's chief law enforcement officer, when you wield that sort of justice, you are held to a higher standard, and rightly so. Prosecutors, the government has the ability to take away your rights, your property, to affect your livelihood, and you want someone in that position that has integrity. He or she must be beyond reproach.
One question about the actual campaign of things. I hope that the people who wanted you to run told you how tough it's going to be, and also going against an experienced campaigner like Tom Horn. Tell me about the specific challenges of running for office, not just being the Attorney General if you win. Clearly, you've got the experience for that, but getting there is going to be a rough road.
You know, nothing you do that's worthwhile is easy. And I have always believed, and the way I was brought up is that, you know, if you take the easy way, you really can't accomplish anything. And the values I was brought up growing up here in Arizona, I have a wonderful family, and I want to leave this a better place than when I found it. I think we all have that obligation. And I think that to whom much is given, much is expected in return. And so I'm not doing this because it's easy or because I think I'm going to be popular or because I want to be somebody. I'm doing this because I want to do something. I see what's happening in that office, and I see what's not happening in that office. And whether it's issues related to pushing back against the Obama administration and the war on coal, whether it's what's happening with CPS and Child Protective Services, I mean, there are major issues going on in this state that are being neglected for whatever reason. And we need an Attorney General who's going to be proactive and do the right thing in the right way.
Let's talk a little bit more about that then, Mark. What are some of your priorities if you were to win this office that you feel like the Attorney General's office either hasn't focused on enough or is focused in the wrong way?
Yeah, and I'm not sure why some of these issues have fallen through the cracks, if it's because of the myriad of ethical distractions or whether it's because they're not priorities. I can't say to that. Only the current Attorney General can tell you why. But I think that three things that I think we need to do much, much better, and I've said this since the very first day I announced I was running. One is, I think we need to do more to protect vulnerable children and adults in our society. And you're seeing all these reports now out of CPS, or you just got to open up the paper, and it's absolutely horrible. And as someone who's a prosecutor who's worked, spent most of my career trying to keep our community safer, it is intolerable and unacceptable to have what's going on with people that can't protect themselves and our communities not being able to fight back. And as Attorney General, I will make sure those cases are investigated, I will make sure they were prosecuted, and I will make sure we do everything we can to make sure the agencies get the advice they need. It, once again, it's unconscionable that thousands of children were just cast to the curb, and we need to get to the bottom of that. Two, I think we need to do much more to combat human smuggling, especially sex trafficking. I was recently visited the Dream Center in Phoenix, and they do a lot of work with the homeless and also those victims of sexual trafficking. And it is an absolutely tragedy. When you see young people, often teenagers, that are being exploited and trafficked in the sex trade, it is unacceptable. We can't have that going on in in our community. As Attorney General, I'm going to do everything I can to stop that. And the third thing, I think Arizonans want an Attorney General that's going to fight back against the Obama administration and federal overreach. When I see what's going on with EPA regulations that are being handed out, they're going to result in loss of jobs and higher energy prices here in Arizona. We want an Attorney General that's going to be proactive in fighting back. When you see what's happening with Obamacare and those mandates, we want an Attorney General that's going to use every tool in that toolbox to make sure that we don't get programs that are too expensive, that we don't need, we can't afford, and shred the 10th Amendment in the process.
Now, Mark, you've been a member of the Brewer administration, technically, as gaming director.
I worked, yes.
And the governor is someone who favored Medicaid expansion because of the federal money would come, and that was an issue among many Republicans because of the Affordable Care Act and people's opposition to it. So how would you reconcile those things? I mean, Tom Horn and the governor have had some issues, even though he's supposed to be the attorney. How do you get through that when it comes to perhaps there'd be a disagreement between you and the governor?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Steve, because when Tom Horn last legislative session was asked about the Medicaid expansion, he refused to comment or get involved in that issue. And so I think that's a pattern that we can't accept from the Attorney General. It's the same reason why we see issues like Colorado City and what's going on there not being addressed, because the Attorney General's been disengaged for whatever reason on these issues. I think that as the Attorney General, you're required to defend state statutes. There is ongoing litigation right now over the Medicaid expansion, and as the next Attorney General, I'm going to be involved in reviewing that, and I'm going to sit down, and we're going to look at the file, and we're going to make sure that it complies with the Constitution. But the Attorney General is the state's lawyer. He's got to be the state's chief law enforcement officer, but he also represents agencies, and he also defends statutes.
Mark, I guess I'm looking at you as a small government guy, as someone who's with the Goldwater Institute, and yet you've been in the U.S. Attorney's Office, you've also been State Gaming Director. How do you reconcile taking over an agency, if you would, as Attorney General, with this idea of, do these agencies, in some cases, need more government support? Do they need more money so you can hire more attorneys and take care of things like human smuggling and CPS? How do you balance that out?
You know, I think we need an Attorney General that has good instincts and has a good track record of doing the right thing. One of the things that history has taught me, and also as a prosecutor, you realize very quickly that no one does anything that's uncharacteristic of who they are, and whether that's they conduct themselves in their personal life and their professional life. And Steve, you're absolutely right. I have been an advocate for smaller, leaner, more efficient government, but that is not inconsistent with the notion that we need a government that is going to be there to protect those that are most vulnerable and those that can't fight back against themselves. And that's why I was drawn to be a prosecutor. It's why I also was a JAG officer in the reserves here, because I believe we have an obligation to protect those that can't protect themselves. And sometimes that means it's an allocation of resources. Sometimes it means it's a change of philosophy. Sometimes it means a change in priorities. And so when I'm the Attorney General, people should know that I have Arizona values, and we will make sure that those that are most vulnerable in our society are protected. And at the same time, we're not going to be expanding or increasing the scope of government just to increase it.
Mark Brnovich, Republican candidate for Attorney General. He's challenging the incumbent in the primary, Tom Horn.